What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. He has me standing up now. Kayla's running our board.
It's good for you. Gets the blood flowing. Absolutely. You kind of move a little bit.
I stand up a good portion.
We could get some squats going on top of it, sure, if you want.
Hey, by the way, now in the swearing in of our next president, Carrie Underwood is singing. And I keep waiting to see like the Kansas City Chiefs come storming through or something. You know, we're all just here for Inauguration Day. Here come the Chiefs. Here come the Texans. You know, whoever. No? Do I have things mixed up with Carrie Underwood? I think I do.
Oh, no, I could see it. I just, anything that I'm going to put on top of this is going to get me pulled into a meeting. So I'm going to sit here quietly like a good boy.
There's Kamala behind her. Here come the 49ers.
No, I'm Kamala's team. I'm going to treat this the same exact way that I do when I go into like anywhere that's nice and I can hear my mom in my head going, you will touch nothing. You will behave yourself. You will not sit on the floor. That's what I am. I'm just going to behave. Be a good boy.
We're going to get some serious breakdowns. Lance Reisland writes for Cleveland.com when he's not teaching or coaching football and does some football breakdown stuff. As I teased him one time, I said, you keep doing this, somebody's going to hire you out of the classroom. Because he does a really good job. He's going to give us his thoughts on who wins and why tonight, Ohio State, Notre Dame. He also broke down Tommy Rees when he was the OC at Alabama and what he sees that meaning for the Cleveland Browns. So we're going to get some thoughts on that. Al Golden's name came up earlier with, yes, Frank Stamps. Al's the defensive coordinator of the Fighting Irish. And Al's the former head coach at Miami. But before that, he was the head coach at Temple. And here's a fun little fact for you. You know how sometimes somebody does something that's nice and then you forever like the guy?
Of course.
That's Al Golden with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Mid-American Conference Media Day. I'm doing some Mid-American Conference football preview show. And he was just taking over at Temple. So sat down, talked to Al Golden, who, by the way, back in the day, quite resembled my friend Brian Duffy, who works over at Channel 19, who I worked back then. And so it's like, hey, you look like Duff. Anyhow, I do this interview with Al Golden, you know, talking about Temple and everything else. About a week and a half later, I get a thank you note.
What?
From Al Golden.
Seriously?
Yes. Handwritten.
Handwritten. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jeff, great talking to you at Mac Media Day. You know, blah, 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 blah. Al Golden. And I thought, this dude's selling it, baby.
Wow.
It was very nice of him.
Oh.
That was dope.
It really was.
That doesn't happen to anybody who is out there, like, who doesn't know these things. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen when you talk to high school coaches, let alone college coaches.
Exactly, like, right.
That stuff doesn't happen. That's unbelievable that he would take the time to handwrite you a note and send it. That's awesome.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
So, obviously, I've rooted for the guy ever since.
Heck yeah, as you should. I mean,
so along with being nice, mission accomplished by Al.
Right.
For whatever that was worth.
At some point, it got him to Notre Dame. Who knows? Maybe he talked to Frank Stamps, who then you came up, and all that, you know, it all comes together.
I don't think that was the case.
Nah, I think so.
I don't believe
so. We'll run with that.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, you know. You're an integral part. They'll send you a t-shirt.
By the way, when Frank played at Notre Dame, he was recruited by Jerry Faust, who Jerry just passed away. One of the nicest gentlemen I've ever dealt with in sports. Just a true gentleman. And then when he was let go by Notre Dame, he came to Akron. And then Lou Holtz took over at Notre Dame, and Frank played for Lou his last several years. What's with Lou going nuts on Ryan Day? Getting under his skin, ruffling his feathers.
I don't know. He's 88. He got to have a hobby. Probably that's what it is.
Gotta have a hobby.
It's good to have a hobby. His grandkid probably taught him how to record stuff on his phone. You know, it passed the time. You tick some people off. It helps. Sometimes you got to put the youth in their place.
I don't put any, it's like, okay, great. Lou's talking. And if it's bugging Ryan Day, fine, whatever. But I find it very interesting. And not in a bad way. No. Just like,
It's just so funny. It's like, here's an 88-year-old man who is getting under the skin of one of the highest paid college coaches with one of the best teams in the country. And yet this 88-year-old man in a room filled with mahogany and leather-bound books.
Kent State graduate, Lou Holtz.
Is sitting there yelling into his, computer or into his phone or whatever else, and probably asking his grandson to hit post. And, like, everything in there just to tick this guy off. Like, it just, it has the full feeling of, like, I would love to help you, but I have to take all of these leaves and put them in my neighbor's yard. Like, that's exactly what this feels like. Hold on, I have to go knock over my neighbor's trash can so he has to pick them up in the morning. Like, it's just what it feels like. It's like, okay, fine. Lou, go for it. Have fun. Life is short. Enjoy it. But if I'm Ryan Day, I'm looking at this going, like, am I really going to lose my mind over what some 88-year-old guy is saying?
Yeah, that's where you almost need to say, nothing but respect for Coach Holtz.
Right. Love is 2 cents. Did a great job with Notre Dame all those years. But frankly, his opinions of my team, he can go kick rocks.
That's
done.
Exactly right. Lou's a Kent State grad. Did not play football at Kent State. Nick Saban's a Kent State grad. Did play football at Kent State. Kent State, cradle of coaches. Marcus Freeman.
Really is. I never realized that all those Kent State connections in between there. Like, that's really cool. This really is a football hotbed. I mean, I know everybody who's listening knows that, but like every so often you hear these stories and you get these moments where you're like, holy mackerel, this is a hotbed. There's so much great thought that's coming out of here, and even progressive thought, too, when it comes to the game of football and how everything's moving forward.
Well, University of Akron has had some guys. Like, Luke Getzey was a quarterback at Akron, just got let go a couple of times now as an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Right. He might even be an OC, or if anything, he might be back with one of the Shanahan guys under them, whether it's LaFleur, whether it's McVay, whether it's Kyle Shanahan himself.
One of the Shanahan guys. Is that where it is now?
What? The whole coaching tree thing has always kind of been
the whole coaching tree thing bothers me, but that's okay.
Yeah, the Kyle Shanahan coaching tree.
I have a big problem with language and the way it's, different things we say about things. Drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Tree. Coaching tree.
Exactly. Just hopefully you have a tree at some point in your life and it doesn't just fork at some... You just get nothing.
That would be bad. It would be really bad.
The Menigan coaching tree is just Charlie Brown's tree. So, every time you touch it, a branch falls off.
That's not nice. Cavaliers are playing the Phoenix Suns today. What do you think of that? This is one of those games to me. It's like, okay, Cavs are playing a team that's kind of struggled a little bit, but this is the type of game where I wonder, as you move forward here, are these the games that kind of jump up and bite you a little bit? Because as the season progresses, the Cavs have had such a great start. And I wonder if some of these teams that are trying to find themselves, like Phoenix, right now they're a game over 500. But, they have Kevin Durant. They have Devin Booker. I mean, they've got players, right? These are the types of games, I think, that are going to become more of a challenge for the Cavs and other top teams, as the season goes on, because some of these teams have taken a little while to find their stride. And I wonder if Phoenix is going to be one of those teams.
Yeah, and especially the fact that they can't keep Bradley Beal on the floor for longer than like 3 games at a time.
It's because they're open to trade him.
Well, and he's
and waive his no trade clause.
Oh, and he's oft injured on top of it, which is always, The best ability is availability, and Bradley Beal hasn't been available for a while in his career, which is a bummer on itself because he was really fun to watch when he's with the Wizards. But Kevin Durant continues to get older. He continues to involve his game and get a little bit better, you know, and especially coming off the Achilles and all that kind of stuff. And he's kind of maintained this level of scoring that's there. It just this feels like this Phoenix Suns team, and you'll remember this very well. Remember that Rockets team that was like Hakeem Olajuwon, and then here comes Charles Barkley, and you know, it was basically like the let's get all the old guys together. I think Scottie Pippen was on that team for a cup of coffee, yeah. And it was like, let's get all the older guys together and build this quote-unquote super team.
You mean like the Cavaliers tried to do when they brought in Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what this Phoenix Suns team feels like to me, and now they're sniffing around Jimmy Butler as well. It's like, okay, so we're just going to keep bringing in older dudes and hope we can squeeze a little bit more out of these guys. I just don't see where this makes sense. It feels like Matt Ishbia like spent himself into a hole, who is the owner of the Phoenix Suns, by the way, and Dan Gilbert's sworn mortal enemy. And
So we hear.
And so he's like spent himself into a hole and is now trying to like spend himself out of said hole. And I don't know where this team and the direction of it goes. Because it feels like everybody they pay is like 32.
If anybody's going to get this right or be real close, it's going to be you. How old is Kevin?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Durant.
37.
He's 36. And I knew you would get it because you're into such things. Durant, to me, forever seems young because he was not LeBron. He came in after LeBron, you know, after doing the 1 year at Texas. And it just always seemed to me, you know, okay, yeah, he's the young guy. He's the young upstart. Mm-hmm. But LeBron's still going and he's 40.
Right.
You know, and Durant, though younger than LeBron, is now 36 years old.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? The funny thing is I feel like Kevin Durant's legacy is going to forever be like the basketball nerd's favorite player.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that you're going to have to like also tell people like don't pay attention to anything he did on social media throughout his entire career. Just watch what he did on the floor. Like it's almost like, you know, I always tell people the greatest player I've ever seen play was A-Rod. but like saying that out loud gets people really angry because of all the baggage that comes with Alex Rodriguez, like, or Aaron Rodgers, if you prefer the other A-Rod, like all the baggage that has found its way with those guys. I feel like Kevin Durant is another one of those, where it's all the baggage that comes with him that you forget that the guy was just money.
Oh yeah. He's very good. Lenny's in Amherst. Hi, Lenny.
How are you, Lenny?
Hi, guys. Hey, it was so funny to hear you say that, because I was up in Canada fishing with about 18 plumbers at this half-deserted airport in Timmins. And who comes walking up when we're getting ready to get on the plane is Mike Fratello.
Hey.
Oh.
So he's talking to us for 10 or 15 minutes, and, you know, we're all, boy, nice to meet you now, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we all went home, and about a week and a half later, I got a thank you note from him.
Nice.
And he says, boy, it was nice talking to you guys. If I ever need a plumber, I'll call you.
That's my partner from Basketball Gold, you know.
I know. Hey, last but not least, Jeff, number 2 draft pick, Abdul Carter. Get another guy in the 3rd or 4th round to train.
Lenny, I don't mind that idea at all.
I don't mind that at all.
Lenny, thank you. Doesn't surprise me that Coach Fratello sent Lenny and his buddies a thank you note either.
He's the nicest guy. Coach Fratello is as nice as you want him to be.
I couldn't agree with you more.
He's the nicest guy.
Yep, I enjoy him very much. Lance Reisland is going to break down Ohio State, Michigan for us. He's also going to tell us what we might be able to expect from Tommy Rees based on what he did at Alabama. A man for all football activities. Lance Reisland coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.